Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
5 years for Josh Naylor. Now, here's the first thing I'll say. I would have been very surprised, like what it means for Pete Alonso. I don't think this impacts the Mets as far as options if Pete leaves. I never viewed Josh Naylor as a guy they would bring in. A little bit younger, pretty good defensively. The body type still would scare me a little bit. I never really thought that if Pete Alonso left, Josh Naylor would be someone that would really be the target or apple of the eye of Stearns and Cohen and this Met team. I never believed that. I mean, it's possible, but I never believed that. Did I think that if Josh Naylor left Seattle, that Seattle would be a fit for Pete Alonso? Yes. That I would have foreseen. So to me, I do think this impacts Pete in a negative way. More than it would impact the idea of, well, if you don't sign Pete, what are you going to do at first? I never viewed Naylor as that guy. But now the question is, well, if you don't sign with the Mets, you could just knock Seattle off the board because they're not looking for a first baseman with some pop. They've already, because they could use pop, even though the offense did a hell of a lot better in the second half of the season. They have a 60 home run hitter, and Julio Rodriguez finally had that big year that they've been waiting for since his rookie season. But they would still look for some pop. So he's gone. He got a 5-year deal. I believe he's 2 years younger. Let me just check on that real quick. I believe he's 2 years younger than Pete, which, 28. So he's going to turn 29 midseason. Pete's turned 31, so it's almost 3 years. And he got 5 years as a first baseman who has been, let's be honest, a pretty much a proven winner. He has come up big for Cleveland. We remember Rock the Baby for the Yankees. He's had big moments. The Yankees had trouble getting him out in the postseason. He just had a pretty good run with Seattle. And he's a really talented defensive first baseman. He puts the ball in play. He's a very solid player. Now, he's not the same player as Pete. Don't get me wrong. He's not the same quality as Pete Alonso. But he's younger, and he's pretty darn good. There is no way, this, to me, is bad news for Pete in two ways. One, it eliminates Seattle as a candidate to play off the Mets. And two, there is no way in hell Pete Alonso is getting more years than Naylor. There's no way. There is no way. Now, maybe Seattle was really, maybe Naylor really liked Seattle and took a quick deal, and clearly this is the first one of the offseason. But I don't think there was a market for him better than 5 years. This feels like, wow, Seattle wanted to make sure they locked up their guy. They gave him the extra year probably at 5 years. Pete Alonso is not getting more than five. And the reports early on were that he was looking for 6-7. He can forget that. That's what we have learned today. Pete Alonso is not signing a five-year deal. And on Friday, I think it was, there was reports that both him and Edwin Diaz both got their preliminary offers from the Mets, that both were given offers from the Mets. And now some numbers were thrown out. I didn't see it from the typical places we see numbers getting thrown out. And plus, I'm very hesitant to believe any numbers and years given out via speculation on Twitter or wherever before. Like, the idea that a contract offer was made, I believe. The idea that I saw in a couple different places that that for Pete it was 3 years at $102 million, that I don't necessarily believe. I don't know. But I would think that's what Pete Alonso's looking at. I think Pete Alonso's looking at 3-4 years max. And I think that's the max the Mets will go. And this contract, I think, plays more to the idea that it limits the years for Pete and it eliminates the Mariners as an option more than eliminates Josh Naylor as an option for replacing him with the Mets. This was not a good day for Pete Alonso. Now, again, we don't know what the money is. And he will definitely get more money per. I don't think there's any doubt. Pete's going to get more money per. He's a better player offensively. There's no doubt. He's a power hitter. He's a better player offensively. He's more of a threat. He's a more dangerous hitter. He's going to get more per, but he's going to get less years. If Pete had any idea of getting this long-term 5-6-7 year contract, I don't think it's happening. 28-year-old first baseman, really the other big-time first baseman on the market, just signed for five. And he's 2.5 years younger. And he's far better defensively. And there's reason to believe that he's got more years of that ahead of him than Pete, who clearly took a step back, especially in the second half of the season defensively. And there's obviously part of the talk on how much of, DH he's going to want to play. And how much the organization is going to insist he plays a certain number of games or, a certain level at DH. Like, I do think this offseason is going to be different for Pete. I think there are going to be more teams involved. There's no pick attached. He's coming off another really solid year. He was clutch all year. But you're talking about a 31-year-old first baseman who is starting to really show major decline defensively. Who's kind of got that big body where you assume the power will stay, but let's be honest, because those typically, that's what happens, right? The Jim Tomies of the world, those guys who have like that big lumbering body, the bat, as far as the bat goes, the power usually is the last thing to go. And then, the average goes first, the on-base percentage goes first, the bat speed, the strikeouts go up. That's typically what happens, but the power is still kind of there. Pete's kind of declined in power almost, even on a great year like last year. It's not his typical 50 or 45 that he's been given at the early part of his career. So you've got a guy who's slightly declining in power, despite having a really good year, high RBI numbers, clutch, absolutely. But you've got a guy who's declining in power a little bit. You've got a guy who's declining majorly in defensively. And now his major comp, which again, he's a better player than, his major comp just got 5 years and he's 2.5 years younger. Pete is going to have to figure out a way to, for now, back-to-back off seasons to take under what he's looking for. I think even though it's going to be a more open market for him, and I think there will be more teams willing to at least dip their toes in the water as opposed to last year for many reasons. One, it wasn't a great year for him. Two, with the qualifying offer, he had picks attached to him. And three, it really did feel like off of that season, where they had that kind of year, he performed well in the postseason, including hitting that huge home run that off of Devin Williams that allowed that whole run to continue. And the idea they were in the NLCS, there was some just expectation, like there's no way he's not going to be a Met. Now, there is no pick attached to him. He had a far better season. He's already kind of broken the record for most home runs with the Mets. He's getting worse defensively. I think there's more of a feel that not being a Met is more on the table. So teams are looking at it and saying, I don't have to give a pick. He's proven to me that he can have a bounce back year. even if he can't play first base every game, I can have a bit of a rotation there between him at first and DH. And I don't think it's so a lock that I'm going to get into some crazy bidding war with the owner where it felt like they wouldn't let him go last year and it made most sense to them because they didn't have to give up a pick. Now it feels more open. But having said all that, 5 years for Naylor screams that's top of the market. I think the Seattle Mariners just set the standard for the first baseman market, just set the standard for what Pete's going to get, and it ain't more than 5 years. And if Pete's going to want more than 5 years, this is going to take a long time before he realizes he ain't getting it.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.